গোকুল চারুণি মন্ডল মোহিতে রাধে যায় যায় রাধে যায় যায় বেশে হারি নিষ্কুটা বৃন্দাবে ফিনেশে রাধি বরদন বেশে হারি নিষ্কুটা বৃন্দাবে ফিনেশে দামোদর রাধি বরদন বেশে হারি নিষ্কুটা বৃন্দাবে ফিনেশে রাধি বরদন বেশে হারি নিষ্কুটা বৃন্দাবে রাধে যায় মাধব রাধে যায় যায় মাধব সবনু দাদি নব শশি লেখে হারি নিষ্কুটা বৃন্দাবে ফিনেশে সবনু দাদি নব শশি লেখে লালিতা সাক্ষী গুণা প্রণীতা বিশাখে সবনু দাদি নব শশি লেখে লালিতা সাক্ষী গুণা ভ্রমিতাবিশাখে দাদি নব শশি লেখে
Stavamala Rupa Goswami. It's actually from his Gitavali. In Stavamala, there is a compilation of Rupa Goswami called Gitavali, which is different from Bhaktivinoda's Gitavali. O Radha, O Madhava, O Madhava, O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokul, O glories unto you, O glories unto you. O you who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you, O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari. O new moon who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, O friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you, due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness and faithfulness to Krishna, O you who are filled with compassion, O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka and Sanatana. O Radha, please be merciful to me. Today is Sri Radhashtami festival. Kya ho gaya? And so it is our great good fortune that Srila Prabhupada has It's not open. There's nothing here. Oh.
Yeah.
La.
Yeah.
Acha. Acha. Yantaro dani maya.
Yantaro. Yantaro.
Kya ho gaya? Yes, this is the day shloka, but unfortunately we will continue reading further before. Then I have to invoke this for the devotees too. Where are we now? Ta 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 ta. Kambar. Chalo Baba, Hare Babri. Okay, we have to do it another way. We have to find it amongst the yantra. Yantra, dani maya. Okay. Krishna. Not what we want. We want the other one. We want the other one. Gaite gaitina tidasa hoi ilo. This is it. Nitya Krishna dasamui ridoye spurilo. This is number 7. This is number 7. Gaite gaite na kidasa ho ilo tutal. Gaite gaite na kidasa ho ilo. Krishna nitya dasamai vidoi.
Krishna Nityananda Samuhi
Life in the big city. I think I need some water. I think I need some honey water with some black pepper in it. Pinch of a lot of ginger powder, and that will do. And warm water, too. That might help my throat. Okay. Gai te gai te nam gigasa hoilo nitya krishna daso mai hudaya spurilo. What was my condition after repeatedly chanting the holy name? The realization that I am the eternal servant of Krishna spontaneously became manifest within my heart. This is the result of the sixth shloka of Sharana of Shikshastik. I realized that I was ensnared in the noose of Maya's illusion, being trapped within this dull mundane universe, and that I simply experienced misery in various ways due to separation from Lord Govinda. And furthermore, I realize I don't like this worldly existence. Where can I go to see Krishna? This is my greatest anger. Crying and crying, tears pouring from my eyes, appearing like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. Unable to bear separation from Lord Govinda any longer, for me the passing of a moment pain came like 100 long ages. Shunyadara tala cholivede kite puranayudasa hoya ki kori stila nahi ho jivana nahi koroya. Like that. The tune changes. Because the mood changes, therefore the tune, the tal changes. I learned this in 1981. As I look about in all directions, the surface of the earth appears to be void, and my very life breath feels empty. What am I doing? What am I doing? I don't feel at all tranquil. The life within my body is slipping away. Oh, residents of Vrindavan, please save my life and show me the Lord of Sri Radha. Consider the prayers of this Bhaktivinoda and take him into his company. I am unable to further tolerate this separation from my Lord Sri Krishna, and I'm ready to give up my life in 2 days or four. This is the mood of the seventh shloka of Shikshastik. You know, that I am crying like an extinguishing one moment to be like 12 years. So this is Radharani's mood in separation from Krishna when Krishna is with another gopi. Or Krishna is not manifest to her in the daytime. Or Krishna is wherever he chooses to be, but he's not with her. Then this is what she feels. Then, when Krishna becomes merciful to his maidservant and gives him a little darshan, like when Krishna came back to the gopis in chapter 30 of the 10th canto when they were crying out for him after the Gopi Gita was over. When the Gopi Gita was over, then Krishna appeared before them. This is why Gopi Gita is so dear to the Vaishnavas, because all the realizations of Krishna's separation and Krishna's wonderful qualities are manifested there in such a beautiful song, in such a beautiful meter. After Krishna became pleased by their offerings of Gopi Gita, then Krishna became manifested. So then the happiness of Milana, see that there was two things, yogya and biyogya. association and separation. There is different kinds of happiness in separation and the happiness of meeting. So milana is now being described. Yogya, when Krishna does come and is obtainable, then that is why the tal is very chipper, is very fast and happy. Gaite Govinda nama upajilo bhavagrama dekilama jamunara kule abrishabana sutta sange shamanata bharanange bansari bhajani pamule. Because it's a very happy time. Radha and Krishna are together. Upon singing the holy name of Govinda, a host of ecstasies arose within me. And I saw Samsunda, the best of dancing actresses, standing on the banks of Jamuna in the company of the daughter of Maharaj Prishabhanu, playing his flute with great delight at the base of a Kadambaka tree. Seeing the treasured divine couple of Braj, my mind became unsteady. I lost unconscious. I don't know how for long I was unconscious, but when I woke, that vision of Radha Krishna was no longer present. Ah, then the pain comes back. So, now we have to go back to our shloka, where we were. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, where were we at? Come on, guys. Where we were? Come on. Here we are, finally. The computer gave it back to where we were. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radharani says, Jagayatam namesena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagasaravam govinda virahe name. Radharani says, My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. Tears pour from my eyes like torrents of rain. I see the entire world is void. She says, Udvegya virasana yoy kshanam hoyla jugasham. Udvega divasana yai kshana hoilo jugasham varsha varsara mega pray ashu varshe nayon. In my agitation, a day never ends, for every moment seems like a millennium. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. This is how the gopis feel in the daytime while Govinda is out with the coward boys in the forest. This is exactly how they feel, and they're describing it. Like this, my agitation a day never ends, for every moment is like a millennium. So she's talking like this, Radha is talking like this. Govinda viraha shunya hoyela tribhuvan tushna nale puri yena nayaya jivan. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire, she says. 42. Krishna udashina hoyelu karite purikshan saki sabe kahi Krishna kare upikshan. Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me just to test my love, and my friends say better to disregard him. This is Lalita. The arrogant Lalita is encouraging Radharani's Krishna used the words indifference or aloofness. Now you should be, Krishna is aloof from you, you should become aloof from him. Lalita is saying Radharani to do. There was a story where Krishna, Radharani was with Krishna and she was saying, how do you play your flute like that? That the whole world becomes mesmerized and they become become just melted in ecstasy. Can you teach me how to do like that? And Krishna says, yes, I can teach you how to play the flute, but can you teach me how to become contrary? Radharani's mood like this, like when her friends say, better to disregard it. Now you should become contrary. If Krishna's not going to pay attention to you, then why should you give your attention and your heart to him? Lalita says, it's logic. You know, somebody doesn't love you if they're not paying attention to you. Why are you paying so much attention to him? You should become contrary. So Krishna, but this contrariness of Radha, because Krishna has to serve so many devotees, Chandravali, Hare Krishna. I really shouldn't mention her name today, At any case, but Krishna has to serve so many devotees and in Braj and the coward boys, etc., etc., and he has to serve them. And he has to sometimes go there. When they're in greed for Krishna, when they're in separation from Krishna, and they feel pain, then Krishna's heart feels pain and he has to go there. And if he goes there, then it means that unless he expands himself to again be with Radha and with another friends, then, which he does sometimes, then they have to burn in separation. But why are we burning in separation? Radharani says, we're burning in separation just to test my love. In her chastity, she says, I'm burning in separation from Krishna just to test my love. This, like I said before, it is his company policy. Krishna's company policy is he plays hard to get with everyone. And that's his company policy. You know, and he did it with Narada Muni, he did it with Chitraketu, he did it with the gopis. It's his company policy. And he said it also. He told them in 10th canto, 32nd chapter. He mentions that very clearly. We'll give it to you because you need it and you love it. It says here, right here, the main naham tu sakyo bhujato bhijanto na bhajam amisham anuvritta vrittaye yadhadano labda vittane vinaste tachintaya nyanna vrto na veda. The main reason I don't immediately reciprocate the affection of living beings, even when they worship me, O gopis, is that I want to intensify their loving devotion. They then become like a poor man who has gained some wealth and lost it, who can thus become so anxious about it he can think of nothing else. So, this is Krishna's company policy. Okay? Come on, don't give me a hard time, come on. So, if my friends say better to disregard him, right? So Krishna was asking Radha, when Radha asked Krishna that please teach me how to play your flute, that just mesmerizes everybody. How do you play like that? That mesmerizes everybody. And Krishna says, yes, yes, I'll teach you how to play flute, but you have to teach me how to be contrary. So Radha agreed, all right, I'll teach you what contrariness is about. So Krishna was teaching Radha how to play flute, and Radha was teaching him the nature of contrariness. So then after a while, then Krishna asked Radharani, okay, now you play, and let's see how you play. So Radharani was playing the flute. How was that? And Krishna said, oh, that's very nice. You play the flute very good. You know, this is very nice. You play very nice. And then after a while, then she says, okay, now let's see if you understood my instructions on how to be contrary. So Krishna says, all right, now let me be contrary. So he started to be contrary. But as he was very contrary, then Radharani's heart felt pain, that I don't like it when you're contrary toward me like this. You know, like, Krishna, this gives me pain. When you're contrary to me like this, it gives me pain. I don't like it. And then Krishna says, well, how do you think I feel? How do you think I feel then? When, how do you think I feel when you're contrary to me? How do you think I'm supposed to feel? You know? So that was the program. You know, Krishna, that was the whole idea that Krishna had in mind, you know. When you should try to understand what I feel like. And that shocked Radharani, because her mood is, I will keep Krishna happy. And if my contrariness keeps Krishna unhappy, then I don't want to be contrary. If my contrariness will make Krishna happy. Even though Lalita says, he's not paying attention to you. Better to disregard him. So even though Radharani hears Lalita say like that, but in her heart she thinks, if I become contrary toward Krishna, Krishna will not be pleased. And therefore, I should not be contrary in despite of my friends insisting. It's very difficult because she has this tendency. It's so many energies are conflicting emotions are fighting within her. And she's thinking, on one hand she's thinking, yeah, Lalita is right. I should be contrary. Why I should give any attention to this black snake? You know, throw out everything black. I don't want any, none of the girls can wear any black hair now. We don't want any black. No black saris, no black anything shop. Throw it out. I don't want anything sharp. You know, Radharani, sometimes he gets so angry with Krishna. I don't want anything sharp. Throw it out. All you girls have to dye your hair blonde. I'm sorry. No one, nothing. All my black saris, throw them. You know, because she's got black saris for Amavasya, right? When she goes into the forest and has to hide out from the new moon, she slips into the darkness. She needs black sometimes. She needs black. All my black saris, throw them. I don't want, nobody wears any black. Throw in all my black picture frames, throw them. I don't want anything black. Nothing should remind me of that black person. She gets really angry like that. So, but sometimes she understands that when I'm contrary, that gives Krishna pain. Because when Radharani gets so heavy, he gets an anxiety. And he asks Lalita and Vishakha, what am I supposed to do now? What am I going to do now? And then Krishna has to adopt different disguises. He becomes a barber. He becomes a hairdresser. He becomes Shamsaki. He takes the form of a girl. And finally he takes the form of a sannyasi. You know, that I'm a sannyasi now and you should give me a donation. What donation do you want? I'm prepared to give it. Give me your contrariness. He asked her, give me your mind. I want your anger. You have to donate me this anger. And you must give up anger for Govinda, please. This is my dakshina that I'm demanding, I'm asking. As a sannyasi, he demanded that. So when Radharani's mind does not go away, then Krishna becomes filled with anxiety and he thinks, what do I have to do? And Krishna adopts so many different disguises to try to bring Radharani's mind under control. So Radharani's contrariness is her lakshana. And it is her svabhava, it's her nature. And she has to work hard within herself to control this contrary nature. In Eteka Chintante Radhara Nirmalya Hrudoy Swabhavika Premera Swabhava Karilo Doy. When Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifested because of her pure heart. Irshi Irsha Utkanta Dhanya Prodi Binoy A Eta Bhava Ekatanya Karela Udoy. The ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal, supplication all become manifest at once. Envy is this anger. See, this is a divine envy. In the spiritual world there is no envy. It is more or less this envy is described as not a hateful mentality. It is not the envy of the material world. Because that must be given up. That does not exist in the spiritual world. Envy, in this case, is a disappointment. That, oh, that girl that is with Krishna must be greatly fortunate. And I am unfortunate. That is what it is. It is not hateful. That is, Irshia is not a hateful envy. It is a disappointment in the heart. And along with that disappointment comes a great eagerness that when will I become fortunate again? When will I become fortunate again to have Govinda? Then the feeling is that maybe I am not fortunate because I haven't got the qualification. That is humility. Radharani mentions this very carefully in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Unfortunately, I apologize. I wanted to memorize the shloka, that is why I bought the Devanagari in the Hindi version, for that exact purpose. Unfortunately, Maya took away my enthusiasm at the moment and I became distracted by some other nectar somewhere and I didn't memorize this shloka. Radharani says, the advancement of a devotee can be measured according to the greed they have for Krishna. Although one may feel unqualified for that greed, nevertheless the greed to desire Krishna remains, she said. You are qualified or not, the greed to have Krishna remains, she says. And that was one of the most intense things I read. So great eagerness to have Krishna no matter what. Humility. Maybe I am certainly unfortunate and unqualified and the lowest of his maidservants. Otherwise, he would come here. And he is not here, therefore I must be the lowest of his maidservants. I must not be qualified. Zeal. Yet, even if I am not qualified, still I will attain him somehow or other. Zeal. The intensity of determination is unbroken. Unmotivated and uninterrupted determination. Somehow or other to obtain Govinda. That is called zeal. Humility is there. Inadequacy is there. Great eagerness. When the future will come, when I'll become so fortunate to have Govinda. And she is so lucky she has Govinda. Whoever she is right now, and I am not. Supplication. Oh, Govinda, when will you become manifest to me? You know, falling at Krishna's feet, thinking about it, all become manifested at once. All these emotions. Hey, Bhave Ratna, the difference, the distinctions of these are all described elaborately in Ujjval Nilamani by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he describes them all individually. Etha Bhave Radhara Man, Astara Mwilo, Sakki Gana Agi Prodi, Shloka Ye Parilo. So in that mood, the mind of Radharani was agitated. She spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friends. Ehi se bhava prabhu se shloka uchorilo, shloka ucharite taru rupa apane huilo. In the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did so, he felt like Srimati Radharani. Aslesya va padra tanga pinastu ma madara janaga mara mahatanga koro tu va yathatatha va vidathatu lampato madaprana nata susa eva napura. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a devachi after all, can do whatever he likes, but still he alone and no one else is the worshipable Lord of my heart. So this shloka is the siddhanta of all those emotions. Envy, that was described before. There was envy, eagerness, humility, zeal, supplication, all manifested to manifest that shloka. I'm just trying to get back to our bhajans. Saki go ke mate dari lo panana. Saki go ke mate dari bo parana. Nimisha ho ilo jugera samana. Nimishaha ilo jugera samana. Sakhi go ke mate dari go parana. Sakhi go ke mate dari go parana. Then the tune changes again. Shavani Radara Anki Bore Shoya. 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 Shunya Pelo Dara Tala. friends. In pain, pain has come. Again, pain has come. Bandhu gan suno ham vachana mora. Bandhu gan suno ham vachana mora. Bhavideya bipo takiye.
Sorry.
So that's this pain that Radharani is now feeling, as she tells her friend. Oh, my dear friends, please hear my words. When the thief of my heart appears to me, then I became overwhelmed in pure ecstasy. When I scheme to see him more closely, he suddenly becomes invisible. Thus, losing sight of him again, my soul weeps, and there's no limit to the unhappiness I feel. This is, Radharani is actually talking about the stage of Ruchi. When Krishna comes sometimes, yet the reflection in the heart is not quite crystal clear. You get a darshan just for a moment, and then he's gone. Vishwanath Chakravartipad mentions, and it's his company policy. And when I scheme to see him more closely, then he suddenly becomes invisible, losing sight of him. Then there's my soul weeps, and there's no limit to the unhappiness I feel. Sometimes, then out of compassion, when the devotee feels such sadness that Krishna is now gone, Satsuru Maharaj was mentioning that in the Japa Reform Notebook. Not only one, the other one. The Japa was volume 2 about it. It was when he had a Japa retreat. He said, sometimes devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, and they will say, oh Radha, oh Krishna, please be present for me. And sometimes out of their mercy they come. The form of the Lord is manifested in the mind of the devotee when he's chanting the holy name. So they'll go, oh, how nice you've come. Oh, you're so nice. Please stay. Please don't go away, huh? Please don't go away. Please stay. Please stay. Don't go away. You know this. Then when they worship the deity and they call the deity to come, and they say it's a vahana. Iha tishta. Please come here. Please come here. Iha sanadikuru. Iha sanadikuru. Like this. And they're begging. The pujari is begging the Lord. Please come. Please come. Please sit. Please sit. Please sit here, please be comfortable, please be comfortable. Please accept our love. And then you offer the upacharas like this. And then it's it. Tishta, tishta. Stay here. Don't go. Please don't go away. Please don't go away from our mind and our heart like that. Iya tishta, iya tishta, iya sanadi guru. Like that. So he's asking. So then he's calling out. Sometimes, out of compassion, that friend of the universe takes me as one of his associates. But however he chooses to treat me, he's still the Lord of my Lord. By bestowing his blissful audience, he gives happiness to my soul, and he speaks sweet words of love to me. But again, by his absence, he burns my heart. And he who is the treasure of my life gives distress to my soul. Whatever his happiness is, that is also my happiness. I don't care about my own happiness and distress. They're equal in all ways. In meeting or in separation, Bhakti Vinod knows only Krishna to be the Lord of his life and is made happy only by his happiness. He is the Lord of Bhakti Vinod's soul, and he will never be looked upon with indifference. Then, this is the last bhajan is the description more about this feeling, but we have to continue on. So we have to go back to the shloka. So Radharani is saying this. Then she says, Ami Krishna Paradasi Teho Sukara Suk Tahi Rasa Sukarasi Alinga Kare Atmasa. So this is in Tripadi, so you can sing it. Ami Krishna Paradasi Teho Rasa Sukarasi Ami Krishna Paradasi Teho Sukara Sukarasi Alinga Kare Atmasa Alingiya Kare Atmasa Aki bana deya darshana jarena mona tanu mana ki bana deya darshana jarena mona tanu mana tabe ke no mora prana na tabe ke no mora prana na tabu te no mora prana na tabe te no mora prana na Ami Krishna Pada Dadi, Teho Rasa Sukarasi. Ami Krishna Pada Dadi, Heno Sukarasi. Alingiya Kareyat Masa. Alingiya Kareyat Masa. Akibana deya darasana jarena mona tanu mana Akibana deya darasana jarena mona tanu mana Tabutenu mora prana na Tabutenu mora prana na. She says with confidence, this is why it's sung, because it is an intense conviction. It is an intense conviction. This is where my heart is at, she's saying. That's why it's sung, because this is her nishta. This is her nishta right now. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. And if he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or, by not giving me his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is he who is the Lord of my life. So, this is her nishta. This is her steadiness, her mood, which is encompassed in that Sanskrit of Mahaprabhu. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Pad has put it in such nice tripati, which is for our singing. And that's why it is there. It is a bhava, it is an ecstasy, and it is something to be celebrated and be proud of. And that's why it's in tripati. Sing it, relish it, keep it like a jewel, lock it in the heart, because this is the mood. Then she says, Sakhi he suno mona manera nishchay. Sakhi he suno mona manera nishchay. Kiva anuraga kore, kiva dukkha diyamore. Kiva anuraga kore, kiva dukkha diyamore. Mora praneshvara Krishna anyanai. Mora praneshvara Krishna anyanai. So you see from these verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita where Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote his bhajans. You can see these shlokas of Chaitanya Charitamrita is the karan of Bhaktivinoda's bhajan. Bandugan sakhi hai ke mone shona vachana. Right, remember? The previous bhajan. That is exactly from this shloka. Bandhu gan suno mo amara bachana. It's exactly the same. It's exactly suno mo manera nishchoy. She's saying, just hear the nature of my mind. She's saying, nishchoy, my decision, my mental decision. My dear friend, she's calling out to her girlfriends, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life and all conditions, whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. Chari anya nari agana moda vasa tanu mana. Chari anya nari gana moda vasa tanu mana. Moda sabhagya prakata kariya. Moda sabhagya prakata kariya. Tasabare deya priya amasane kare krida. Tasabare deya priya amasane kare krida. Say nori gane dekhaya. Say nori gane dekhaya. Acharya anya nori agan moda vasa tanuman. Acharya anya nori agan moda vasa tanuman. Moda sabhagya prakata kariya. Moda sobhagya prakata kariya. Tasabare deya priya amasane kare krida. Tasabare deya priya amasane kare krida. Se nariya gane dekhaya. Se nariya gane dekhaya. This is an astounding selflessness. This slogan describes extraordinary selflessness. In the material world, this will never be. If somebody is a paramour, if somebody is a paramour of your spouse, not only do you want to see them, you want to kill them. You want to put your hands around their throat. You would love to see them dead and nothing more. You follow? This is the material world. But Radharani has said, if he gives me up and he goes to another girl, and this simply destroys me, you know, it's beyond my control. If Krishna gives up my company of other, gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled, body, mind, and mind by me, he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. And it's also the other opposite. Keva teho lambata sata dushta sakapata anya nari gani kari sa. Keva teho lambata sata dushta sakapata. Keva teho lambata sata dushta. Chakapata anya nari gani kari sa. Anya nari gani kari sa. Mora dite mana piya. Amor age kari krida, mor edite mana piya, amor age kari krida, tabute homor prananat, tabute homor prananat. Or, since after all he's a very cunning, obstinate devotee, with a propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me, she says, to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the Lord of my life. This is very intense selflessness on the part of Radha. This is what I was talking about, actually. I'm sorry. First she was talking about Milana, because that is always her desire. The previous shloka she was discussing Milana, that sometimes Krishna performs pastimes in me and the other girls burn in envy, you know? Because they're not as fortunate as me. And like that, but sometimes Krishna sports with them and, well, but now, and gives distress to me, but nevertheless, he's still the Lord of my life. Now, her selflessness is the shining example of bhakti. It doesn't matter what rasa you seek with Krishna, what seva you want, whether it is Yasoda's love for Krishna, whether it is the Sakha's love for Krishna, whether it is the cow's love for Krishna, her shining selflessness is the emblem of Hari Bhakti. Like when I took sannyas, then Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj was there at the time, and he asked me, how are you going to take this sannyas mantra? Meaning, how am I supposed to understand the Bhava? And I had discussed this with another godbrother who helped craft my name. He was the one who actually helped craft it. And my sannyas guru loved it, loved the crafting art, you know, the art, the crafting of the art. So I had discussed this with him also. If somebody wants to serve Krishna and Balaram in a particular mood, how are we supposed to follow the, how, in what way should we follow the gopis of Braj? He gave a commentary on Prabhupada's godbrother, B.R. Sridhar Maharaj, had said in that connection to me, to him, about it, which was extremely interesting to me. So I accepted it like that. However, Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj turned another twist and said, about this, that the mood of the gopis is that whether they are in separation from Krishna or whether they are with Krishna, they never give up Krishna at a moment. That underlying mood, that whether Krishna is with us or separate from us, we never give up the hand. It is the same thing in Sakya. In Sakya, in the, it mentions that Sri Dhamma, Sudama Sakha, he takes rest at night, and Prayo Bhakti Rasarnava is stating that Sudama will take rest at night, and when he takes rest at night, he's simply meditating on, in the morning, we will be with Govinda in the forest. Thus, he hugs Govinda very tightly and embraced. And indeed, the author at the end of the work says, he never lets go of the hand of Krishna at any time, even in his sleep. Sudama. The Sakha Sudama will hold very tightly onto the hand of Krishna even in his sleep. So the Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj reminded me the mood of the gopis, which is the essence of Vairagya, is that whether Krishna is there or Krishna is not there, because everything is in Krishna's hand. If he chooses to bless you with a little darsha, that is wonderful. And if he stays away from you to, so that you burn in the fire of eagerness, utkanta, that I will get Krishna somehow. You see, if he does, if he plays hard to get so that increases your burning desire to get him, either way, it is good for you. Whatever Krishna does to his servant or maidservant must be good for their bhakti. Whether he gives you pain or he gives you joy, it is all for your improvement of bhakti. He does whatever he chooses to pull you to his lotus feet. That is his nature. Huh? That is his nature. At the same time, if you're remembering Krishna, whether in separation or you're remembering Krishna, whether you're meeting, both of them are, Krishna is prakat fully. In fact, the vipralamba, the pain and separation is even higher, because Krishna is more manifested in the anxiety of separation than in the pleasure of meeting. Just like sometimes Radha would be with Krishna, and then all of a sudden she becomes fully anxious that Krishna may leave her. There's some story to that effect, that Madhu Mangal or somebody said something and it reminded her of separation from Krishna by some word that he used, and all of a sudden it plunged her mind into anxiety of separation from Krishna. When that happened, she started to cry. Even though Krishna was present, she totally forgot, became absorbed in the mind, and she totally forgot Krishna was present. She was so absorbed in anxiety that Krishna may be separate, she became absorbed in vipralamba, even in the presence of Krishna. And as she started to cry and feel the great anxiety of separation from Krishna, then Krishna became affected by her love. And he also cried intensely. You know, this is called Prem Sarovar in Vrindavan. The tears of Radha and Krishna manifested that lake, because Radharani felt vipralamba of Krishna. Even in the presence of Krishna, she was feeling that Krishna may leave me. And she became overcome with that ecstasy. That's the cause of Prem Sarovar in Vrindavan. So this is the intensity of Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj had taught me, that the mood of the gopis in any rasa is that whether Krishna is manifest or Krishna is not manifested. Sakala Aisama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in the bhajan, which we'll see, that Samo Sukha Dukke Mor Sarvada Aisama. Whether I am happy or whether I am sad, it is both the same to me. Because if Krishna wants it, then it must be right. Radharani says, if Krishna takes pleasure at my pain, then I'll take it as the highest happiness. That pain must be right for me, because Krishna wants it. Just see her chastity. Just see her bhava. And that mood is the essence of everything behind all the relationships. In samyoga and biyoga, in fraternal loving affection, once Krishna was with the cowherd boys, and then all of a sudden, he became distracted on the plea of looking for some cows, some missing cows. And he didn't tell Sri Dama where he went. He just went to go look for some cows. And all of a sudden, the Priyasakas couldn't see Krishna, Rupa Goswami describes. Then they were plunged in separation from him, and they fell down on the ground, as if they practically lost their life. Govinda is not here. And they practically fell down the ground like they were losing their life. And breathing very heavy, Kaha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Priya Kota Krishna, they said. It's in Prayobhakti Vasarnava, it's referred to. Then Krishna understood that my Priya Sakas are losing their life in my separation, so I must rectify the situation. So immediately Krishna played on his Murali flute, you know, his 18-inch long flute. 15 inches or 18 inches, depending on the size. So Krishna immediately played on this big, long flute. And when hearing the flute song of Krishna entering their ears, it was like a rasayana, like an elixir that rejuvenated them. And they felt the life force coming back in their hands. And they looked up in the sky and they said, Ah, Krishna, Kaha Krishna, where is he now? So then Krishna became manifested to them. Then Sri Dama, his eyes full of anger, and it was eyes red in anger that Krishna left without telling him where he was going. He said, just see Krishna, what have you done? What have you done to the heart of all your friends? He said, if we cannot see you for a moment, great calamity occurs in all the boys. He said, now just look, he challenged Krishna, you just look and see the faces of all these boys. Can you see the anxiety on their hearts by not seeing you for a moment? Now you must go, and you must embrace each and every boy to your chest and mitigate that pain. And Sri Dharma was angry at Krishna. You did this. You gave him such pain and separation from you. How could you do that to us? And because Sri Dharma is intense, you know. And so Krishna immediately became concerned at what Sri Dharma was saying, because whatever he says, Krishna follows his order. Krishna immediately manifests himself in unlimited forms, because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of boys. And Krishna hugged each and every boy to his chest and pacified him. And when I read that, I was thinking, wow, how powerful is Sri Dharma's prema. How powerful that he could scold with red eyes, he could scorn Krishna. That Krishna, how could you give our heart so much pain and separation from you? How could you do this to us? Our life is finished if we cannot see you for a moment. And Krishna immediately hugged them to mitigate that pain. It's the same pain. It's exactly. Whether Radharani and her friends see it, or the pain of Mother Jasoda when Krishna goes in the forest and she cannot think of, how will I live if I cannot see him for a moment? Or the coward boys if Krishna goes to search for some cows for a moment without telling. That pain Rupa Goswami describes. It's the same pain. It's the same pain. The cows, they run forward. They jump and they prance and they run forward to see, out of happiness, that they're going to the forest. And then they turn around and they look in anticipation. How is Govinda? Where is Govinda coming? And they come and they see him again. And again they run in to go be with Govinda and hit him with their tails. And again, then they bolt forward, with great happiness. They move very fast. When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, it was the same story. At the very end, after when all the rain stopped, Krishna told everybody, all right, go. Okay, go. Load up your carts. You can go. So they all followed Krishna's order. Slowly they filled up all their carts with all their household paraphernalia and they started to slowly go. When everybody was out, then Krishna, with his eyes, gestured to the cows, now go. Then Kavi Karnapur describes it was just like a flowing river of milk. All these white Brahmin cows were flowing out from underneath Govardhan Hill like a flood of milk. They're all running out. So, and Krishna was just about ready to throw the hill up in the air, and get out himself, when the cows looked underneath and they saw, there is Govinda. He's still there underneath the hill. And they all rushed back in. All the flood of cows again rushed in because Govinda Milana is very nice. So they all ran in to be around Govinda. And they all swarmed around Govinda like a flood of milk. And they all hit him with their tails. Whap! Whap! They're hitting Govinda with their tails and looking at him like, Govinda. There are all these cows are looking at Krishna with anticipation. And Krishna is saying, get out! Get out! And Krishna again told them, get out. And they went like that. And then all the cows went, and they all went out again. And then Krishna threw them over downhill and ran out and the hill came back down in exactly the same spot. So even the cows have great anticipation. And then don't forget I mentioned it. And Govinda Balabhanatakam, Sri Dhamma tells him, Krishna, don't play your award-winning flute just now. If you do so, the cows will stop jumping and dancing and they'll not move forward. We have to get out of the village into the forest. When they're in the forest and they're chewing grass, then you can play as you like. But don't play now. So it's just like that. The point I'm making, as Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj was telling me, it doesn't matter the relationship in your heart, you hanker for Krishna in a particular way. Because the mood of it all emanates from Radha. Everything emanates from the Hridayini Shakti. The pain of separation, overwhelming Vipralamba, and the meeting of Govinda. Sometimes out of his kindness he gives me darshan and sometimes he doesn't. It is only for my purification to test my love, Radharani said in the previous shloka. Only to test my love to see if my love is really pure. Therefore he plays hard to get. But no matter what he does, he's the Lord of my life. So he says this. Now, this is today's verse. Nagani apanna duga sabbe vanche taro sukha. Ataro sukha amara tad parya. Ataro sukha amara tad parya. Amora jadi diya duka taro hailo mahasuka. Di diya duka taro hailo mahasuka. Se suka se duka moro suka varya. Se duka moro suka varya. Nagane apana duk sabe vanchit thara suk. Nagani apana duk sabe vanchit thara suk. Tarasuka amara tatpaya, atarasuka amara tatpaya, amora jadi diya duka taro hailo mahasuka, diya duka taro hailo mahasuka, se duka mora suka vaya, se duka mora suka vaya. So, now, synonyms, na, not, gani, I count, apana dukkha, own personal misery, sabe, only, vanchi, I desire, tarasukha, his happiness, tarasukha, his happiness, amara tatparya, the aim of my life, More, unto me, yadi, if, diya dukkha, giving distress, tara, his, hoilo, there was, mahasukha, great happiness, se dukkha, that unhappiness, mora sukha varya, the best of my happiness. Just see the words. I don't mind my personal distress, Radha says. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. This, I have to read the purport, and I'll tell you something more. Commentary, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada says that a devotee doesn't care about his own happiness and distress. He's simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy. For that purpose, he engages in various activities. Pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness is the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge, like Prakriti Sahajiyas, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. Some of them aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. This is the mentality of the fruit of verbers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. Wow. Pretty intense. Hare Krishna. So, what this is, there is a saying. There is a saying. Krishna in Vrindavan is known as Kanu. Once I asked one devotee in Mathura, one Gaudiya Vaishnava. I was actually sent there for another purpose, but while I was there I thought, let me ask something nice. So I was asking something else, and so then all of a sudden I said, what does the name Kanu mean? And he goes, boy, am I happy to hear that. He said to me in Hindi, he was saying, so many people, they come here to find out astrology or something for their sense gratification. Nobody ever asked me something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Am I so happy that you've asked a spiritual question? How wonderful. But I go, but what is the meaning of Kanu? He says, Kana means happiness. Krishna is the ocean of happiness. This is called Kana. And therefore, Krishna is full of happiness. That is his nature. And then Kanhaya. Kanhaya means he's simply like a river of happiness that is flowing and overflowing its banks. The banks, that when the river becomes full in the monsoon season, it overflows its banks. Kanhaya. The happiness is simply flowing over and over and extending into all the other Vrajavasis. This is called Kanhaya. Krishna, his happiness is overflowing onto everyone else. But then there is Kan-u. And he goes, Kana means happiness, and U means That's what U is all about. That Krishna is a joker. And in Vrindavan, sometimes he gets happiness by making us the butt of jokes. Just like, and it's very typical that Krishna, when he's dealing with the gopis, there's always one-upmanship. Radharani does something, just like that famous story that I was talking about, Kaha Asi, Koshi, when Radharani's in Koshi, who's there? And Krishna says, Hari. And Radharani says, but Hari means what? Hari means a thief. And thieves come and they want to steal our jewelry or steal our chastity. So they're thieves. We don't want any thieves. This is night time. The sun has gone down and who wants a thief? No, we don't want you. Go away. And Krishna's, Kahasi, Kahasi, who's there? Sri Hari. Oh. A really good thief. A very special thief. This is the monkey. A monkey is a very special thief. They steal your bananas, they break them and break them, just carry mischief. They cut, rip your cloth. We don't want monkeys. Get away. We don't want any monkeys now. Go away, Srihari. Srihari's a monkey. We don't want Srihari. Get out of here. Sham. We don't want any Srihari. Koshi. He goes, then he goes, what else did he say? He goes, Sham. I'm Sham. Sham. Sham means a cloud. Cloud means dark. Dark means rain. The ladies are cooking now. They're boiling the milk to feed their babies. And if the rain comes, then the fires will go out and the babies won't get their milk. And they will cry. And if the babies cry, we won't be able to go to sleep at night. He says, no. Rain later. We don't want you to rain now. Rain later. No, we don't want any clouds. Go away. Koshi Madhusudan. Madhusudan. Madhusudan means a bumblebee. A bumblebee will sting. Sting, we don't want bumblebees now. What are you going? You should have gone to where the flowers are in the daytime. Now the sun has gone down. The flower is closing. Where will you go? Go away, bee. Go somewhere else. Don't come here. Don't bother us now. You know? Koshi Chakri. Chakri. Who has a chakra in his hand, right? I protect. Because he thought, well, look, at least at nighttime, you know, she needs a security guard. You know, at least if she needs a security guard, she, oh, you're chakri, you protect. Oh, well, I need that. Krishna was thinking, I have to make myself valuable so she will agree to see me. Chakri. But she took it another way. She took the Sanskrit name. Chakri. Chakri means a potter. Right? They put in a wheel and they have this clay and they make a pot. But that's in the daytime now because they need the pots in the sun and stuff. We don't need any pots. We have plenty of pots. We don't need any pots. We have enough clay pots. We don't need any. Chakri, get out of here. We don't need it. No matter what Krishna said, you know. And he was getting more and more eager to see Radharani. She just took the Sanskrit another way. You know, it's like, so there's always one-upmanship. There's always one-upmanship in the arguments. When Radharani's picking flowers at Kusum Sarovar. All right, all these flowers belong to Kamadeva, and Kamadeva sent me, you know, I'm his agent, and you gopis got to pay taxes. And they say, nothing doing, you know, this land belongs to Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi gave it to Radharani, it belongs to us. Your cows are trampling all over our flowers. You should pay tax. You know, and this way, there's always one-upmanship. You know, this Sri Dama's relationship with Krishna is beat the mardan. Today I will beat the chief. When I have in the Rangashala, when I'm sporting with him, I will win. I am going to beat him in the sport, and I will defeat him. And he will like it. And so everybody wants to beat the other guy, right? And so Krishna also wants to do it, see? So when Krishna does it, he'll make a joke, you know? Like in Govindavala Banatakam, Madhu Mangala says, wait a minute, you want to decorate Krishna, and you make Krishna very beautiful, huh? But I'm also to be regarded, I'm a Brahmin, you should decorate me, nah. You should make me even more beautiful than Krishna. Huh? You should make me more beautiful than Krishna. Then Subal goes, it was Sudama. Sudama goes, yeah, don't worry. Oh, Subal goes, yeah. Madhu Mangal, you're a great Brahmin, we will decorate you. We will make,
yes, yes, you know how to regard me. You know how to regard me. You know how to respect the Brahmin. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, I will decorate you. I will decorate you. We'll make you better. Yes, make me look more beautiful than Krishna, huh? Yes, we will do it. Brother. So then they decorate him very nicely and they put on alankaram. And they go, really? I must look really good. And the boys, they all start to bust up laughing, you know. They made him look goofy or something. I don't know. They put some red, they put some kajal on him. They made him look a little goofy, you know. No, 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 you look really good. You look really, because he's not seeing any reflection of water. So he doesn't know what he looks like. He doesn't have a darpa, you know, a mirror in front of him. He doesn't know what he looks like. No. He's Subala's trying to hold his gravity, you know. No, you look really interesting. I'm going to make you a little more interesting. And he does this, and then as he's doing it, he's pumping him up, you know. You really look like a king. Well, you look really good. Oh, really? I look really good. Oh, yeah. I look better than Krishna, right? Yeah, I'll show him I'll look better. You know, and all the boys are going, ah! You know, they're just like busting up laughing. And the boys are like in stitches, you know, and they're looking at, you know, because he's looking goofier and goofier, you know. And then another time, and then Subala's going, no, you look really great. Actually, you're good. You're so handsome. You know what I mean? He's just flattering him like the right there. Then finally, he looks in the mirror, and he sees, you know, he looks in the reflection of water, and he sees like, and he tears up and runs after Subala, and he's running after him, and all the boys, and he has to run behind Krishna for protection or something like that. He goes, give me that guy. So this is the nature of Vrindavan. This is the nature of Vrindavan, you know. And they make Madhu Mangal look like a cloud, you know. And everybody goes, ah! And they go, no, come on, that's your natural state, you know. We're not trying to offend you, you know. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's the way Vrindavan is. So he told me, Kanu means that when Krishna will joke and he will make us the butt of jokes, he will give our heart pain. But even though he gives our heart pain, we can never leave him. He's too attractive. It is a chutney. Too hot to bear and too sweet to resist. Krishna is a chutney. He's too hot to bear. He's too sweet to resist. Ooh, Khan, ooh. But I cannot leave him. And Krishna's in stitches. He's laughing and he's enjoying every moment of it, you know. So this is Kanu. He makes the butt of jokes and he gives our heart pain. He, like a thorn, like sticking your finger in somebody's side. You know, but Krishna enjoys by that. And then Radharani thinks, well, look, all right. And externally she gets very angry. But internally they feel great ecstasy. It's also, Raghunath Das is describing that in Mukta Charita, the pearl pastime. Look, you gopis have not come with a proper price. You've left your friend. Where's your friend Radhika? Radhika's in the bushes, and she's telling by telepathy, she's telling Ladibita Vishaka what you should do to bargain for the pearls. You didn't bring Vishabhanu Nandini? The price is four times as much, Krishna says. How can he say that, Radharani says? How can he say four times as much? No. And then there, you haven't brought the proper price. You gopis have to go bring the proper price. I'm going to take Kanchanalata and I'm going to keep her here as collateral. I'm going to kidnap Kanchanalata and we're going to keep her here in this forest bower until you gopis bring the proper price. Kanchanalata goes, he can't do that. He can't take it. He can't, you know, abduct me and keep me here in the forest bower. This is not good. You know, so Tungavidya, Kanchanalata, all the gopis, they get offended and they all troop out. You know, but when Krishna does that to them, see, it's external. Their anger is external. But actually, in their heart, they're attracted because Krishna gave them so much attention. So it's both. Both emotions are playing at the same time. Kanu. He gives us pain, but we love the attention. So it is like that. You see? I've just had to describe it. And he was describing all those things to me. This Brajabasi was describing all these things to me. What does Kanu mean? He makes a butt of jokes, but we can't give him up. So in this way, the same story, Radharani's selflessness is described wonderfully here in that nice shloka. I don't mind my personal happiness. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. So this is the essence of Radharani's selflessness, which is behind the Vidini Shakti, which is the essence of every relationship. Mother Jasoda only, she did not bind Krishna with a rope to punish him. She bound him with a rope out of fear that he is so restless, he may hurt himself. She bound him for his good. I instruct him for his good. Jagannath Mishra said, Nimai, you are my son. It is my duty to correct you. You know, for your betterment. You know, the idea of like this. So it is underlying all the rasas. It is underlying all the rasas. All the tastes are underlined by this mentality of Radharani. This is how we follow the gopis. This mentality is the underlying quality of all Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, up to Madhurya. It is the underlining motivation. Alright? We'll stop. Unless you want to see the other bhajan. You want to read the other bhajan? The last bhajan? Huh? Let's see. Nah. Where are we now? Oh, where we are now. Okay, I have to go back here. Joge petos paristita asta saki saki subestita. Joge peto paristita asta saki subestita. Right, here it is. Okay? Yoge peto paristita Ashta Saki Suvestita Yoge Pito Parishtita Ashta Saki Suvestita Brindarane Kadamba Khanane Brindarane
Sakala Samana
Ananda Virahe Jatha Sakala Samana Paji Radha Krishna
upon the yoga pit surrounded by the 18 gopis in the Kadamba tree grove. Actually, he's talking about himself as Kamala Manjari in this, basically. He's putting it from his perspective as a Manjari. Situated in the yoga pit surrounded by the 18 gopis in the Kadamba tree grove within Vrindavan with his beloved Radha is the holder of the flute, the stealer of the hearts of all living beings in the universe, and I lay down my life at their lotus feet. According to the directions of my superior Sakhi, I render service to the divine couple. I always consider myself a dependent maidservant of the lotus feet of the divine couple. Then, because see, it's described in Nectar Devotion that sometimes Krishna wants to make a joke. Because remember, you mentioned he's Akanu, right? He wants to make a joke sometimes. So sometimes the Manjaris, the girls, they're only 10 years old. They're only 10 years old by nature. And so sometimes they're so sweet and so innocent and so sincere in their service that sometimes Krishna wants to reciprocate with them because they're so nice. So Krishna would sometimes grab her hand and pull her close and say, "You're so nice. Would you like to be with me?" And the girl's eyes grow wide in astonishment because that wasn't what she had in mind at all. And she goes, "No, I just want to be with Radha. I just wanted to see you with Radharani, that's all." And then Radharani turns to Krishna a little annoyed and says, "Krishna, why are you harassing this poor girl? Krishna, why are you harassing this poor girl? Let her go, you know?" And then Krishna does what Radharani says, leaves her girl. So she's a little bewildered. This 10-year-old girl's a little bewildered. What was that all about? You know? All I want to do is see Radha and Krishna together. But her heart is charmed because Krishna gave her attention, you know? Krishna was reciprocating with her. Her heart is charged. But she was a little bewildered by the whole thing, you know. So this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about. Sometimes out of great mercy, my Sakhi. Now this is one translation. My Sakhi holds my hand. But the other translation the Gaudiya devotees gave me was, sometimes out of great mercy, Krishna holds my hand. Mama Hasta Dori. That's who's holding the hand? It's Krishna, they say. Madhurabha Chanboli. And they sometimes, he speaks very sweet words to me. Now, the other one, Bhakti, but the other alternative is that, is the other time, because the same pastime doesn't happen the same way twice. Krishna does it differently. Sometimes Krishna would personally hold her hand and speak sweet words to her, and sometimes her Sakhi,
Lalita Sakhi would speak words, sweet words to her. Sometimes out of great mercy, my Sakhi, Lalita, he's talking about, holds my hand and speaks sweet words to me. Taking the betel nuts I've prepared, she offers them to those two persons and accepts flower garlands for them with great delight. By some deception, they periodically disappear from my sight. Not seeing the divine couple of pressure, my heart burns in agony. Whatever those two may be, I'm certainly a humble maid servant of their lotus feet. I consider the ecstasies of meeting them and the agonies of separation from them to be exactly the same. This is a very famous line. Milane ananda birahe jatanna sakala samanabashi. The Gaudiya devotees quote this all the time. When there's any obstacle that comes to the devotee, they always quote this. Milane ananda birahe jatanna sakala samanabashi. This is very aspect. Whether you, as the joke in the West is, right, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, right? So there is no utility in negativity. Any obstacle becomes an take every obstacle and turn it into an opportunity. So this is bhakti, right? Nothing is wrong. Nothing is bad. Everything is an opportunity. And if you have that attitude, nothing can disturb you. Even in interpersonal relationships, one should become antarmukha, internal. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said in Dhaka in 35, when interpersonal dealings cause you pain, look within. Become determined that nothing can disturb you unless you allow it to. It was an interesting statement, and it's a very famous one in 1935, and it's very much bandied about. Because of that. Milaniyananda virahi jatanna sakala samanabhashi. The ecstasies of meeting them and the agonies of separation from them, exactly the same. Radha Krishna pranamor jivane marane more rakhi mare sukhe thakuk dui jane. In life or death, Radha Krishna, my life and soul, may they always be happy, whether they choose to protect me or kill me. And there's a whole bhajan, right, behind this same statement. Right? Manasa deha geho chok kichu mor arpilin tua pari nanda kishur. It's based exactly on this line. Bhakti vinoda dhani nahi jani pori nida sakhi pai dhari kara gani thakya satata jubala charare chai. This Bhakti vinoda knows nothing beyond this. Falling, mean nothing beyond that attitude. Nothing beyond that attitude. The essence of bhakti is Radharani's selflessness. If Krishna becomes happy by making me sad, that happiness is my supreme happiness. That's Bhaktivinoda says, Bhaktivinoda anya nahi jani. This is I don't know anything else in bhakti but that principle. This is the essential point of bhakti. Krishna's happiness is our supreme thing. Oh, and Bhaktivinoda said it in the same thing also earlier in the Shikshastak. You know? That Parasupakara nija sukha pasaribe. Do good to other people and don't worry about your own happiness. Because if you do good to other devotees and you preach Gauranga's mission, your happiness is guaranteed. In fact, your happiness will be amplified. So, the idea of selfless devotees, Parasupakara nija sukha pasaribe. It's the exact same thing. Preach for Lord Chaitanya's and Nityananda's and the spiritual master's pleasure and the Vaishnava's and the Vaishnavi's pleasure. Don't worry about your own pleasure. Don't make plans for your own pleasure. That is Hari Bhakti, the essence of bhakti. And if you do that, when you're always thinking of Krishna, Krishna is always thinking of you. The whole idea of Ashraya is we see that Krishna is always protecting us, giving us such nice facility. And then the embarrassment comes in the heart that what am I doing for Krishna? Krishna is taking such nice care of me. What am I doing for Krishna? I should be doing more for Krishna, not less. So that's the idea. So that's why Thakur says, Anya nahi jani. I don't know anything else than this. Falling down at the lotus feet of the Sakhi whom he serves and always remaining among the associates of Sri Radhika, he plays with the lotus feet of the divine couple of Braja. Nritya Gita Samaptikali. This is a whole Prema Dvani. This is a very long Prema Dvani. Oh, this is what the end of it. Jaya Sri Godrama Chandra Goda Chandra Ki Jai, Jaya Prema Datta Sri Nityananda Ki Jai, Jaya Sri Shantiya Purnanata Ki Jai, Jaya Sri Kadadar Pandita Goswami Ki Jai, Jaya Sri Vasadi Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai, Jaya Sri Navadvipadana Ki Jai, Jai Sri Nama Hattaki Jai, Jai Sri Stotra Varga, Stotra Varga Ki Jai. This is written by Bhaktivinoda at the end. Sri Sri Nama Hattari Pari Marjaka Jadudar. The sweeper of the marketplace of the holy name, the lowly destitute, Vedanath Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gitavali song, that was the very end of Gitavali. What a nice thing, you know. How charming, you know. Really nice. Hare Krishna. Jai Radhe Shyam. Jai Radhe Shyam. More fun tonight. Hare Ram. Tonight's principle, I think we should discuss in the long, is this mood of Radha, the selflessness of Radha. This is a good topic to use, that Radharani is glorified because of her selflessness, that she always puts Krishna's pleasure first. Because she always puts Krishna's pleasure first, therefore she is first, you know, in Krishna's eyes. And therefore, service to Radha means progressively adopting that mood. And that's basically what I'm going to be speaking about, because that's the essence of a congregational development, the essence of the temple, the whole thing is serve Krishna, serve the deity, serve the devotees. Don't worry about your own happiness, because your own happiness will come from all that. That's the nature of Hari Bhakti. And we'll speak about it in general terms tonight. Hare Krishna. Jai Radhe. Jai Jai Sundar Gaur Natai. Wow. Life is yellow and blue. When I see Gaur Natai in yellow and blue, I thought, wow. Wow. What a day today. Yellow and blue. Super, you know, yellow and blue. It's like a super festival when Gaur Natai are dressed in yellow and blue, you know. I like that. Or when Radharani is dressed in blue and Krishna's in yellow, you know, it's like another experience. Both of them are like blue for the same reason but different bhavas. Radharani has got Sham Bhava, therefore she likes blue. And Balarama is always thinking of protecting Krishna, and he's thinking of Krishna, therefore he likes blue. This is both of them like the same blue color for different bhavas. That's the idea, that's the understanding given. And Krishna likes Radha. Guru Goswami has said this in Ujjvala Nilamani. And Krishna likes yellow cloth because it reminds him of his beloved. This is why Krishna wears yellow, like lightning, because it reminds him of his beloved. And Radha wears blue and likes blue because it reminds her of her beloved. And this is mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Ujjvala Nilamani. You can tell what is on the mind of the person by the color they wear. He says there. It's nice. Yellow and blue, it's a festival. When Gaur Natai wear yellow and blue, it's a festival. If there's any photo of these deities that should be distributed, it's definitely this one. Because this is Gaur Natai's natural, you know, Navadvip style cloth, yellow and blue. You know, it's the natural one.